Surah Al-Ahzab is a surah that was revealed in Medina. And today, inshallah, from the very beginning of Surah Al-Ahzab, I just want to share just a few ayat, few important lessons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and few advices, honestly, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Al-Ahzab is a surah that talks about the social and moral etiquettes of a Muslim. And it has some very similar characteristics compared to Surah Al-Nur. Like in Surah Al-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about an accusation or a slander that was posed against the wife of the Prophet ﷺ. In this case, it was Aisha radiallahu anha. In the case of Surah Al-Ahzab, there was an attack that was launched against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. In Surah An-Nur, we find there are some certain ayat related to what goes on inside the house. Who do women have to do hijab from, and from whom they do not have to do hijab? What are the etiquettes before you go into someone's house? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tastanisu. And there are many ayat like that. Here in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also provides some etiquettes that what are to be observed when you go to someone's house and so forth. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wala musta'inisina li hadith. When some people, they came to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had already ate and now they were just engaged in talk and they were delaying the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, here in this surah, in the very beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he highlights a very important incident that happened in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got married to Aisha radiallahu anha, even though Aisha radiallahu anha was very young, there was no pushback from society. There was no one who came forward and said that how can Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do something like this? How can he get married to such a young girl and so forth? And once again, we learn from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there are many ahadith where the Prophet alaihi wasallam was shown Aisha radiallahu anha in his dream prior to him marrying her. But there was no pushback from society. Today, unfortunately, we do live in a time where people are pushing back on this. It has become one of the most hot topic, Islamophobic topics when it comes to Muslims and non-Muslims and so forth, that how can your prophet marry such a young girl? It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one marriage where there was pushback in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Prophet's marriage to Zainab radiallahu anha. And the reason why there was a pushback on this marriage from the community, from the society, and there was social pressure put on Rasulullah ﷺ is because Zainab was the ex-wife of his adopted son, Zayd radiallahu anh. So we all know that Zayd radiallahu anh was an adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned very clearly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you cannot keep his name as Zayd ibn Muhammad, because he is not your biological son. Even though you have taken him on as your son, but since he is not your biological son, you cannot give him that name as Zayd ibn Muhammad, but he has to be referred to always his biological father. And we learn from this, when it comes to the adoption rules of Islam, that any person, if there's any family that adopts another child, the rules of hijab, these rules have to be applied, that they can never be referred biologically to their adopted parents, but they have to always be biologically referred to their biological parents. Now, at this time, what happened was that Zayd got married to Zainab, radiallahu anha, and the stories are long, but there was some issue. There was some compatibility issues between the two. And not only that, but Zainab radiallahu anha, she came and she sought, and even Zayd came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and informed him that this marriage is simply not working out. And so they both got a divorce. Once they got a divorce, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ordered Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he should marry Zainab radiallahu anha. Now when this nikah took place, when this katfi kitab or this marriage ceremony took place, at that time, there was a lot of push from the society that how can a man marry the ex-wife of his own son? And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he's not actually your son, Muhammad. He's your adopted son. You have taken him on as your son, but he's not biologically your son. And therefore, the ahkam of a biological son will not apply in this case. So hence, you marrying Zainab, there is absolutely no issue over here. So therefore, once again, when there was a lot of pushback, but the ayat came, there was a lot of pushback from the Muslim community, and there was nothing that bothered Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after this. Now the point, the reason I mention this is because, brothers and sisters, wallahi, if you as community leaders, I know of the, and I'm sure you also know in a certain capacity, of the different challenges that we face as a community. And I've said this before many times. according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fitnas are going to come. Ideologies are going to come. Today, there are so many different concepts outside. New ideas that are coming up. As if today these ideas are saying that Islam is incomplete without these ideas. Islam needs these new ideas and concepts that exist today in society and that will come up to make sure that Islam is compatible with everyone else. If that is what we're saying, we are basically saying that the deen that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was imperfect, and we need these new ideologies in order to make our deen perfect. That's what we're trying to say. That is essentially, that is what we're trying to say. Our deen that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect as it is. It is complete from A to Z. Every single aspect of life has been explained to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and demonstrated to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the future, how do we handle social problem or social pushback? Whenever there are people who are going to hold on to their deen, there's going to be pushback from society. How do we hold on to our deen? Three advices given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are those three advices? Those three advices are mentioned in the first three verses of Surah Al-Ahzab. These are the three best advices. Allah subhanahu, see, when it comes to our deen, there is mawa'id, there is halal, there is haram, there is makruh, there is mubah, there is admonition, there is direct orders. There's so many things about our deen. But when it comes to our entire deen, it comes down to these important three advices. First advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. This is the very first thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ. Always be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And do not follow the path of the kuffar. Now, you know why? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the path of the kuffar? Because it is these kind of ideologies that takes a person away from Islam. It makes a person to start rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that do not follow this mindset. وَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. And do not follow the hypocrites also. Because the hypocrites have a different kind of nature that they show that they care about Islam. But they are injecting new ideas. And not only that, but they have hatred in their heart for Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, first advice, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. The second advice given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very important. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful advice given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Short, sweet, and concise. Always follow that which your Lord has revealed to you. Simple as that. Whatever is mentioned in the Quran, we stick to that. Whatever we have been seeing, has been demonstrated to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we stick to that inshallah. That is what we need to follow. As long as we follow that, as long as that is our standard, then nothing else will become our standard. Once again, today in the world that we live in, there's always new standards. And the minute you try to follow new standards, you're going to fall into problems. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ مِمَا تَعْمَلُ خَبِيرًا. Now, when there is social pressure, when there is pushback from sometimes people that you know and so forth, then you always need support. You always want someone to be on your side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Always rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And you will not find a better supporter than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we always stick to Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then at that time, yes, there'll be a lot of social pressure. But if I know that I have Allah on my side, today we're looking, you know, in these kind of situations, we're always looking for allies. Okay, this person can be on my side and this person can be on my side. If Allah is on our side, who do we have to care about? Honestly, think about it. Because izzah and dhillah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People think that they can go on social media and attack and demean someone and destroy someone's reputation. Izzah and dhillah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is our priority, do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just going to let us go to waste? Never will He do that. So these are three advices. Going into the future, we need to teach our kids, we need to teach our youth, and even for us adults, we need to keep these three advices in mind. Number one is, always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always care what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Number two is, we always follow the wahi. We always follow that which is in the Qur'an and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three is, we'll always pray our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the last thing, quickly, I do want to mention is, something very interesting here you'll find. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the entire Qur'an, when He gives a direct order, He will, and to all the previous prophets, He will say, Ya Musa, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Lut. He will give these kind of advices, He will give these kind of direct orders, but He will take the name of that prophet. Never, never, out of respect for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a direct order to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by calling him out as Ya Muhammad. Never. There are four times in the Qur'an the name of Muhammad is mentioned. Only four times in the Qur'an. One is Surah Ali Imran. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in the battle of Badr, when the Muslims actually heard a rumor that the Prophet passed away, he was killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ رَسُولٌ Just because even if the Prophet has passed away, are you going to leave your deen now? When the Prophet actually did pass away, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he went on the minbar and he says that whoever says that Muhammad is passed away, he's no longer with us, I will take his life. And at that time, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he came and he says, Umar, sit down. And then he recited this ayah, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدَ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ رَسُولٌ Rasulullah sallam is no different than any of the previous prophets. Like all the previous prophets passed away, he will also pass away. So this is one time that is mentioned in the Qur'an. Another time that is mentioned in the Qur'an is where? Can anyone tell me? Yes. Surah Al-Ahzab. Very good. So in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Prophet ﷺ being the final of all the prophets, being the seal of all the prophets. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ What's the third one? Muhammadur Rasulullah. Surah Al-Fath. Okay, so this, by the way, if you don't know, just at the time when the Prophet ﷺ was signing the treaty between the Muslims and the Quraysh in Hudaybiyah, the Quraysh, when the Prophet ﷺ wrote Muhammadur Rasulullah on the document, like this is an agreement between us and Muhammadur Rasulullah, they said, no, wipe this out. We don't believe you as a prophet to begin with, so you cannot write Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah says in the Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that they may disbelieve it, but till the day of judgment, you're going to recite Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the last time is mentioned is in Surah Muhammad. Yes, Surah Muhammad. Okay, I gave half it. Okay, you got it. So Surah Muhammad, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ Four times mentioned in the Quran, the name of Muhammad. But in these four ayat, never are they a direct order to the Prophet ﷺ. Whenever Allah gave a direct order to the Prophet ﷺ, He would always call him out as, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّبِي, Ya أَيُّهَا الرَّسُول, Ya أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِي إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, Ya أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ, لَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ, Ya أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ, لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ It's an honor and a respect that Allah gave to Rasulullah ﷺ. Likewise, we show our respect to the Prophet ﷺ that every single time you and I, we hear Rasulullah, we hear Muhammad, we say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the least that we can do to show our respect to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give us tawfiq. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala keep us on deen haq. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.